You can almost feel the tension at the Green Heck Fieldhouse as we are at our second intermission. I'm Chris Conley. The second period began with the Evergreens leading 2-0. Colton Flamini scored for Rapids to get them on the board at 6:42. It made it 2-1. But the Evergreens had an answer. Colby Schmidt scored for the Evergreens after a shot that was on goal and was underneath the pads of Torger Stachurski. It came free underneath the Rapids goalie, and Colby Schmidt stuffed it in on the near side post. Got the Evergreens back up to a two-goal lead, 3-1. But in the closing minutes of the second period, on a counterattacking chance, Colton Flamini carried the puck down and scored. A puck that went off Evers goalie Ethan Hurt and into the net, an assist by Miles O'Clair. Flamini scored with 35 seconds left in the period to make it 3-2. All of the goals were at even strength. Rapids outscored the Evergreens 2-1 in the period, and the Everest lead is down to just one goal, 3-2, which is going to make the third period magnified, no question. Evergreens outshot Wisconsin Rapids in the period, but only 13-12. Torger Stachurski made 12 saves. Ethan Hurt made 10. For the evening, Rapids has outshot the Evergreens, the Evergreens have outshot Rapids 30-20. And we played nothing but 5-on-5 hockey in that second period. Never miss a score. Hear podcasts of every game at everythingevergreens.com. It's a website just for Everest fans, brought to you by Country Fresh Meats, Abra Auto Body, Intercity State Bank, and DeVorney Orthodontics. We have a girls' basketball game after this hockey game wraps up. Girls are in the final week of their regular season. It'll be Wausau East at Wisconsin Rapids. Again, that game to follow ours. You'll hear it in its entirety on tape delay. Tom King on the mic here on Fox Sports. Lumberjacks and Red Raiders. The Everest girls basketball team is playing their last conference game of the season tonight. It's their regular season finale. They're up in Merrill against the Blue Jays. The Everest girls played last night and didn't look good. At one point, they were down by 35 against Rhinelander. They lost that game 68-48. So the Evergreens girls have to turn it around on less than 24 hours' notice to play at Merrill, a team they beat earlier in the season. And hey, if the Everest girls get a win there, they'll finish 6-6 in Valley Conference play. The Everest girls already have their playoff assignment. They play next Friday, a week from tomorrow, at Stevens Point. Evergreens are a 12 seed, below 500 for the entire season, so the 12 seed is where they're at. Spash is a number 5, so they get to host. Again, you will hear that game on Fox Sports Radio. The girls' basketball playoff run begins a week from tomorrow. This weekend is also the boys' basketball seeding meeting, so on Sunday we'll find out where the Everest boys will play. Everest boys are probably right on the fence as to whether or not they'll get a home game. They will complete their body of work for postseason. When they play tomorrow, they'll host the Merrill Blue Jays. The Blue Jays are in a tie for first place in the conference. If the Evergreens get that win, that'd be a signature win for them, reversing against a team that beat them earlier in the year. I think the Everest boys would get a home game if they win tomorrow. I think they'd assure themselves of that. And if not, they'll be at the mercy of the seeding meeting. Well, here for hockey, it's the number 4 Evergreens leading the number 5 Wisconsin Rapids Red Raiders 3-2. This game will be decided in period number 3, and we'll get the third period underway when we come back after a 3-minute break on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
Follow the Evergreens anywhere, live, play-by-play, and podcast at everythingevergreens.com.
We are Fox Sports!
For this Valentine's Day, I would love to see the Evergreens close out Wisconsin Rapids, get themselves a playoff win here. I'm Chris Conley. We're high atop the Green Heck Fieldhouse, and at the second intermission, D.C. Everest leads Wisconsin Rapids 3-2. Colton Flamini scored twice for Rapids, so he'll have hat-trick possibilities as we play this third period, as the Evergreens try and make a one-goal lead stand up. Hockey is brought to you by Baseman Shoe and Clothing, South 3rd Avenue, Wausau's west side. Stop it at Baseman's for all your footwear needs, a great selection of lacrosse, Timberland, and Rocky boots at Baseman Shoe and Clothing, Wausau's west side, a trusted name for 80 years. The ice has been resurfaced. This officiating crew is coming back out onto the ice, and the teams will be on their benches too. A decisive third period coming up. Evergreen's leading by one goal. And there's the Everest goalie, Ethan Hurt, coming out. Rest of the Evergreens going on to their bench. Rapids coming out too. Torger Staterski came close to giving up another goal a couple of times. Penalties will be magnified in this third period too. Evergreens 1-for-1 on the power play. Rapids 0-for-1. There were no penalties whistled in that second period. So here we go. One of these teams' seasons comes to an end one period from now. And the Evergreens start this period with a 3-2 lead. Colton Flamini is going to take the draw for Rapids. Grant Hortel for the Evergreens. Linesman checks that both of the goalies are ready. One of the Rapids coaches, in fact, two of the Rapids coaches are late getting onto their bench, and we're holding up play for just a moment here. That's funny. There was a pregame comment made about some of the concession food here. That one of the Rapids coaches was partaking of. Ready for the third period to get underway. Puck drops. Period three has begun. The Evergreens control it. Here's Ty Treader. He's a goal scorer from the first period, but Treader is tangled up on the near side boards. Jakubik keeps it in, sends it to the corner. You know, Rapids came out with all of the momentum at the start of the second period. The Evergreens weathered that storm. Rapids along the near side boards. Wow, taken down. Spencer Sparks, no penalty. Evergreens counterattacking here. Here's Grant Hortel down near the goal line. Set it in front, went right through the crease, a little bit out of the reach of Ty Treader. Evergreens fortunate on the no call, backhanded in front. Hortel, rebound, save, comes all the way out, and we've got a stoppage. This will be icing for sure. One of the Everest players, Ty Treader, was pulled down behind the net. The net is off its moorings. A lot going on here. Icing. Offensive zone face-off to the Evergreens. No penalty call. Grant Hortel will take the draw. It's to the right of the Rapids keeper. And Rapids wins it. Jack Leah now behind the net. Leah's being pestered there, being chased by the Evergreens. Hortel. Rapids comes back. Here's Flamini. The one player back for the Evergreens is Stevens. And Stevens got his body in between the puck and the net and steers it off into the corner. Stevens with a good play for the Evergreens. And Flamini is the scoring threat. Rapids holds in. Puck is deflected off the stick. Goes high. Bouncing puck into the corner where Brandon Jelic is there. Jelic has been rock solid for the Evergreens. Senior. Evergreens are graduating, what, 12 kids, I think, from the program. Next time the Evergreens lose. Carrying this in is Justin Jakubik. Jakubik's got it in the corner. He's a goal scorer tonight, too, has an assist as well. Held in at the Everest blue line by Dylan Butner. Butner moves it forward. Butner's engaged there. Shot just wide of the near side post. He had the keeper beat. Wide by inches. Still behind the net. Evergreens still control. Evergreens hold it into the blue line. Butner again. Behind the net to Ty Treader. Tried to set that up in front. It's a little bit on the backhand side and wide for Hortel. Rapids two on two the other way. Long pass ahead to Miles O'Clair. He missed. He missed from near side. It was just him and the goalie, and he's wide of the near post. And the Evergreens clear it out. Boy, Rapids will not possibly have another chance to get even as promising as that. A funny bounce off the board. Miles O'Clair, it was just him and the goalie, and he fired it wide. Puck goes out of play, got a stoppage. Boy, you know what? The three that the Evergreens have now, 3-2, three is not going to be the winning number in this game. I think the Evergreens, to get the W, are going to have to bump that up to 4 or 5. faceoff outside the Rapids blue line. Along the near side boards, Ben Pelequin. Wow, elbows are out as Pelequin and Gavin Duckett engage. Evergreens come away with the puck. From behind the net, Dylan Shiro in front, save. Rebound is out in front. Kyle Jaglinski couldn't get to it. And lunging forward is Torger Stratursky. So the Evergreens pressure the net after Rapids missed what could have been an evening goal. Offensive zone faceoff for the Evergreens, Ben Pelequin. It's in Pelequin's skates. Eddie Zinda overskated it. Zinda tried to come up forward. It's out of the zone. Evergreens flick it to the near side boards. Zinda plays it short and ahead to Dylan Shiro. Out of the zone again. Zinda goes cross ice and backwards to Dylan Butner. Butner at the red line. Bounces off the boards for Pelequin. Can't get to it. Wow, held in. Taken away by Dylan Shiro. Shiro trying to get that center to Zinda. Too long. Zinda was halfway down between the circles. Rapids counterattacking chance, trailing by one. Bouncing puck. Kobe Acker trying to get that ahead. No one there. Evergreens moving forward again, coming back the other way. Dylan Shiro. Shiro shot, one-timer, glove. Saved by Torger Stratarski. Exactly 14 minutes to play in the game. Evergreens still leading 3-2. Both teams have been turned away on promising scoring chances. Rapids had the better chance. Kobe Acker had no one to beat but the goalie. Off the faceoff, Evergreens put that on goal. Stick save. Colby Schmidt put it on. Goes to the corner. Evergreens can't hold the zone here. Well, no, they do. Wow, hit from behind. Zinda goes flying. No whistle. It's Quinton Shiro. Beg your pardon. Shiro was elbowed from behind. Referees may be inclined to swallow the whistle here in the third period. Evergreens hold in along the near side boards at the blue line. Ryan Stevens goes cross ice. Evergreens fight to keep this puck in. They cannot. Evergreens do win it back at center ice, though. Here's Quinton Shiro. Shiro, that's deflected by one of the Rapids players, Blade Balco, goes to the corner. Evergreens try and get this from behind the net. Near side corner here. Rapids got a couple of defenders. Long cross ice. Wave off icing. Went off one of the Everest players. And back to retrieve it is Ryan Stevens. Wow, Stevens hustling for the puck there is one of the Rapids players, and the Evergreens need another defender to come up. Brady Bunnell took the puck. Bunnell gets it out of the zone, but gives it back to Colton Flamini at the red line. Flamini is circling. Now to Miles Eau Claire, near side boards. Wanted to get that back to Flamini, working the give and go. It was in the skates, though, of the Evergreens. Jellick. No chance there. From outside the blue line, it deflects off the stick of the Evergreens. Quinton Shiro goes into the corner. Ryan Stevens there. Stevens and Flamini tangled up for the puck. Miles Eau Claire gets it from the corner. 12 and a half to play in the game. Evergreens by one goal, 3-2. Jellick bounces it off the boards, comes out of the zone. Rapids picks it up at the blue line, sends it back into the corner. Rapids will not be on a change here. Jellick holds. Bounces off, hopped over the stick of Quinton Shiro, but comes off the stick there. Bounces near side boards. Evergreens advance into the zone. Grant Ortel, Rapids player, lays out in front of the net and denies Ortel's shot. Rapids defender sacrificed the body. Evergreens still holds. Shot again, that Rapids defender. That's Colton Flamini. Went down to his knees. Denied Dylan Butner. Cross ice. Here's Jellick. Jellick's shot deflects off one of the Rapids sticks to the corner. Ortel. Now the Evergreens not getting shots through. Rapids sacrificing the body here. Halfway down, near side circle to Ty Treader. Just wide of the goalie, was down on his knees. The entire upper part of the net was open for Treader, and he sent it wide of the near side post. Ooh, ooh, ooh. And Rapids clears the zone. Evergreens have two players back. Rapids pushing forward here to the corner. Miles Eau Claire. It's in front, off the stick of Eau Claire and into the corner. Tough angle, that's into the skate. One of the Everest players, Ortel. The Evergreens come out with a tie. Treader. Rapids has two players back. Treader's going to force the issue anyway. Treader is steered into the corner, waiting for some of his teammates to fill in here at the 11-minute mark. Treader has just turned the puck over. Miles Eau Claire takes it away. Cross ice here to Spencer Sparks. Sparks had Ortel come up and hit him high. Got a whistle, got a stoppage. Play stops at the 11-minute mark. They call a penalty. I think that puck went into the Everest bench. It did. Face-off outside the Rapids blue line. It's been no scoring in the third period. We started at 3-2. We're at 3-2 now. Evergreens hold this puck in their defensive end. It's ahead to Ben Pellequin. Pellequin feeds this ahead to Dylan Shiro. Shiro trying to go cross ice. Wound up, partially deflected by one of the Rapids players. Dylan Shiro's blast there. Deflected out by Kobe Acker and into the netting above the plexiglass. Offensive zone faceoff for Everest. Going to come to Torger Staterski's right. Ben Pellequin will take the draw. Can the Evergreens win this? Goes into the corner. Rapids controls. Sends it behind the net while Rapids cleared that out in front. Lucky they were able to get to that puck. Can't turn it over in that spot. Goes back to Jaglinski. Jaglinski lost the puck there, but it goes off the Rapids player's stick and out of play. Kobe Acker took the puck away from Jaglinski but could not control it. Hockey Tonight is brought to you by the Brainerd Funeral Home. We're here to help celebrate, honor, and pay tribute to your loved one. The Brainerd Funeral Home, proud sponsor of local high school sports. This will be an offensive zone faceoff for Rapids. A freshman, Carson Gunderson, is going to take this draw. No, you know what? The officials huddled up, and it's not going to be an offensive zone faceoff. We're going to say it's went out of play off of Rapids, so it's outside the blue line. Pellequin will take the draw here against Spencer Sparks. Sparks won it. Puck goes up into the air. Evergreens pull it down. Got it out of the zone for a moment. Sent all the way around the boards. Evergreens hold in their own defensive end. Dylan Shiro. Shiro gave the puck away. A blast from the blue line by Blade Balco. It didn't get through. It's in front. Rebound. Saved by Ethan Hurt. And then swept off to the side. Evergreens defensive man on mop-up duty there was Dylan Butner. Hurt had that out in front for a moment, had to make a second save. The Evergreens have sent it down and iced the puck. Exactly 10 minutes to play in the third period. Still 3-2 Evergreens. A thrilling third period because both teams have had quality looks at the net. Rapids had a breakaway. Miles Eau Claire was denied by Ethan Hurt, and Hurt was the only last line of defense. Evergreens had Ty Treader, had Torger Staterski down on his knees, had the entire upper half of the goal open, and Ty Treader misfire. That's all in the third period. So both teams have had good goal-scoring opportunities, haven't cashed them in. Evergreens from just over the blue line. That's put on goal by Quinton Shiro. Pops up, save by Torger Staterski. Staterski had that bounce off of him and was briefly up in the air before he gloved it. Offensive zone faceoff for the Evergreens to Staterski's right. Brady Bunnell takes the draw. Evergreens win it. Back at the blue line, Jelic. Jelic sweeps it towards the goal. Stick to side by Staterski, where it's picked up by Kagan Christie, a freshman on the ice. Got to tell you, coach has got to have some confidence. Keep a line with freshmen on in this situation. Almost halfway through the third period, a one-goal game. Rapids back in their defensive end. Brady Bunnell tries to fight for it for the Evergreens. Bunnell was upended. He's off his skates. Closing in is Colby Schmidt. Rapids comes out of the zone. Coming back the other way here is Isaac Everson. And from behind, Ryan Stevens did a good job. Stevens put some extra effort on there to get even with a player who is skating towards the goal. Got just enough of him to knock him off the puck. Big play there for Stevens. Eddie Zinda takes a high hit, goes flying. Got a whistle. They're going to call that, I think. Or did the puck go out of play first? Penalty there? No. Not in this third period, not in that spot. Puck went into the Everest bench. Face-off will be right at center ice at the red line. 8:50 to play. Evergreens win this draw. Again, I mean, it's Rapids that has to do something to get this even. That's icing. They'll come back for an offensive zone face-off for Rapids. I mean, Rapids has to get even. But the Evergreen could sure make this more comfortable if the next goal belongs to the Trees instead of the Raiders. Colton Flamini will take the draw against Grant Ortel. Flamini wins it but sends it to the far side corner. Miles Eau Claire came out in front, taken away by Ty Treader. Treader in between himself and the goal and over skating the puck is Jakubik. Evergreen's going to be able to move that into the offensive zone. Instead, they got to fight for it at center ice, and Rapids to the near side boards comes away. Long pass ahead. Kyle Jaglinski took it away for the Evergreens. Rapids back the other end. Got that to Flamini. It came off his stick. Evergreen send this to the near side boards, and Justin Jakubik will fight for it too far out in front of him. Took a rapid bounce off the boards there. Jakubik gets it ahead. Now Flamini. It's in the skates of Eau Claire. Flamini carries it in. Stick checked away by Jakubik. And he gets the puck too. He's got Ty Treader trailing here. Jakubik along the near side boards. Carries behind the net. Looks to center. It's out in front. Too long for Grant Ortel, who's trying to close on it. Jelic held it in at the blue line, though. 7:40 to play in the game. Still 3-2 Evergreens. Evergreens hold the zone near side boards. Now it's behind the net. Rapids. Harley Sanders tries to wrap it around. Could not clear. Jelic got a man in front. Wow, on the near side post. Jakubik is denied. Stick came out, and Starchersky, the goalie, got his stick on it and sent it away. Puck just went out of play again. Both teams are going to get a new line out there. 7:20 to play in the game. Soon, not yet, but soon, time will favor the Evergreens, still leading 3-2. Puck went out of play, last touched by one of the Rapids players, so it's an offensive zone face-off for the Evergreens to Staterski's right. Big Ben Pelequin takes the draw for the Evergreens. Rapids controls behind their own net. Jacob Dekarski. It's along the near side boards, but Rapids has not cleared the zone. They go back to the center of the sheet here and now move it forward. Kobe Acker, nice pass near side to Carson Gunderson, the freshman, who overskated the puck. It goes behind the net, now goes all the way to the near side boards where Gavin Duckett picks it up. Evergreens have Ben Pelequin fighting for it. It's centered in front. Pad save. Comes back out of the blue line, trying to feed in the slot to Carson Gunderson. Hopped over his stick and goes behind the net. Gunderson had good position on the near side post. Evergreens counterattacking 3-on-2. Carrying the puck in is Shiro. It's stick checked away into the Rapids bench and out of play. Believe this is going to be a faceoff outside the blue line. Yes, it is. 6:44 left in the third period. A scoreless third period. Brady Bunnell will take the draw against Gavin Duckett. And now they're going to reposition this face-off to the center circle. Same personnel on the draw. Bunnell wins it. Over to Dylan Butner. Butner splits defenders, carries it in, sends it behind the net. Brady Bunnell chases to it. Loose in front. Evergreen shot on it while the Rapids player overskated the puck, left it in front, and it's a save by Torger Stacharski. Brendan Griffin got a stick on that again. Griffin's already a goal scorer tonight. Almost a defensive disaster for the Red Raiders. Carrying the puck out from behind his own net, the rapid skater, his momentum carried him beyond where the puck was. He left it behind him, and the Evergreens almost got a cheap one. 6.5 to play. Offensive zone faceoff. Jelic holds it at the blue line. It's deflected. Goes into the corner. Rapids has two defenders there. Evergreens has no one home. Well, Rapids tried to center that. It hit the back of the net. And the zone is not cleared. Ty Treader tries to hold it. No, can't possess it. Comes out to Rapids. Evergreens have a defender back. That's Dylan Butner. Butner picks it. Sends it off the boards. Rapids holds into the blue line. Wow, faster to the puck for the Evergreens is Ortel. Ortel with Jakubik. Ortel tried to put that on goal. Deflected away by the Rapids defender, Blade Balco. Behind the net now. Under 6 minutes to play. Can the Evergreens hold on to this one goal advantage? Rapids has it in their defensive zone. Colton Flamini has it. He's got both of the Rapids goals. Gets it ahead to Spencer Sparks at the red line. Now Flamini, far side boards. Skated right past Ty Treader. Tries to center it. It's just behind Miles Eau Claire. Eau Claire was skating down halfway through the circles. Came off the far boards. Went off Eau Claire's stick to the far side boards. Harley Sanders holds the zone. Wow, he tries to go back. It was deflected by one of the Everest defenders and comes out of the zone. Rapids does not hold. Evergreens get a change. New skaters on for Everest. 5:15 left in the third period. Getting late, and the Evergreens lead 3-2. Last year, Everest and Rapids played a 2-1 game in the playoffs where the Evergreens were winners. Evergreens onside. Colby Schmidt put on goal. Glove save by Storger Stacherski. 5:03 left. Offensive zone faceoff coming up for the Evergreens to Stacherski's left. We are indeed under pressure at this stage of the game, both sides. A Rapids goal ties us. it's late enough now where if the Evergreens get the next goal, maybe that's the haymaker that allows the Evergreens to advance. Rapids wins this faceoff 2-on-2. Coming to the near side, Carson Gunderson, freshman, slides it right through the crease and gloved by the Evergreens, Ethan Hurt. Hurt wasn't going to let that go through to the far side. Reached out and covered it with his glove. Smart play. The goalie can't have eyes in the back of his head. He doesn't know what's looming on the other side of the net, so when you can glove that one, you do. Rapids wins the faceoff. Shot from the blue line is deflected. Didn't get through cleanly by Blade Balco. It's in the corner. Rapids from behind the net tries to get that in front. The Evergreens disrupting. That was Ryan Stevens. Stevens has been a hot shot tonight for the Evergreens. 4.5 to play. Rapids has just turned the puck over in their offensive end. Cross ice. Let's see if the Evergreens can possess. Move forward. Colby Schmidt tried to work that ahead to Brady Bunnell, but Rapids takes it back at their defensive blue line. Rapids send it to the corner. Rapids is going to get a change here. Evergreens are going to send this puck all the way down. Wave off ice because it's on net. No, it's wide. Wide. Evergreens want new skaters on too, so they're willing to ice the puck. Both teams will change. 4:14 left. Getting late. The Evergreens led 2-0 at the end of the first period. Rapids outscored the Evergreens 2-1 in the third, which brings us to 3-2 where we are now. Off the faceoff, shot on goal, just wide. Colton Flamini's bid for a hat trick, just wide of the near side post. Flamini again, shot on goal, save again, loose in front, picked up by the Evergreens. Jankovic skates it off to the side. Rapids gets two quality looks at the net, but the Evergreens' one goal lead is still good. Backhand sweeping shot, Ortel, just wide. Evergreens with a counterattacking chance. The intensity just picking up now at 3:40 left in the game. Rapids at the red line. Colton Flamini. Flamini carries it in. Sets up his teammate. Taken away by the Evergreens' Grant Ortel. And Ortel holds it. Gets it ahead. Goes off the linesman. It was going to go into the bench. Rapids possesses back at neutral ice. They've got to clear the zone and touch up. 3.5 left in this one. Scoreless third period. Still 3-2 Evergreens. Evergreens carry this in. Ty Treader was off his skates. The senior quickly gets up, sends it all the way around the boards. Holding it on the far side, Dylan Butner. Butner tried to put that on goal well wide of the near side post. Bangs off the boards behind the net. Evergreens play this down low, centering just a little bit long. Loose in front for a moment. Pad save at the last minute by Torger Stachurski. He denied Ortel. Evergreens still hold the zone. Penalty coming up here. Evergreens get the goalie off. Evergreens are going to go on the power play late in the third period. It's out in front. Evergreens cannot control. As soon as Rapids touches this, the Evergreens will skate 5-on-4. This is a lousy time for a penalty here for Rapids. We're under 3 minutes to play in the game. Evergreens go cross ice. Jelic, it's deflected out of play, and now play stops. This is a killer penalty for Rapids because the two-minute minor begins with just 2:34 left in the game. Who's going off here? Evergreens got the goalie off here, and the penalty is on Spencer Sparks. Evergreens will skate 5-on-4, and a power play goal here could be a game winner for the Evergreens. Spencer Sparks goes off at 15:26. Beg your pardon, 14:26. Cross-checking. So if Rapids kills off the penalty, there'd be under a minute left, still trailing by a goal left in regulation. Evergreens hold the zone here. Again, taking time off the clock is almost more important for the Evergreens. Evergreens, Ty Treader along the near side boards, passes down low to Pelequin. Pelequin's behind the goal line, near side corner. Back out to the blue line. Holding it in is Grant Ortel. Ortel to Jakubik. Now under 2 minutes left in the game. 1:20 left in the Everest man advantage. Boy, for Spencer Sparks, a lousy time to take the two-minute minor. Evergreens in front. Fanning on it was Ortel. Trying to close on it is Jelic. Another shot on goal. Loose in front still. One of the Rapids defenders has lost his stick. The puck is out of danger. It's in the corner. Evergreens got 1, 2, 3 quick looks at the net. Rapids sends it down. Retreating for the Evergreens is Ben Pelequin. 1 minute left in the man advantage, 90 seconds left in the game. Pelequin carries it in. Pelequin, wow, hit from behind. No call. Pelequin's got to get back up on his skates. Colton Flamini. Rapids desperate for a shorthanded opportunity. Flamini tries to carry it out. But the Evergreens tied. Treader took the puck away from Colton Flamini, sent it into the corner. Rapids coming back. Shorthanded look here. Flamini carries it in. Put that on goal. A chance to tie it just wide. 1 minute left in the game. 25 seconds left in the man advantage. Flamini shorthanded. Got a look at the net there. And it was wide of the near side post. There's 50 seconds left to play. Rapids will be back at full strength in 15 seconds. Evergreens are onside. Ty Treader to Ortell down near the goal line. Got Jellick in front. It's loose in front. And now stick to side at the last minute. Just 30 seconds left. Rapids is back to full strength, 5-on-5, 30 seconds left in the match. Colin Bray carries it in. Bray put it on goal, near side angle, tough angle, stick save by the Evergreens' Ethan Hurt. 20 seconds left, back to the blue line, shot blocked. Harley Sanders' shot didn't get through. 15 seconds, loose in front, Flamini, he's down on his stick, down on his skates, and the Evergreens clear it out. Rapids has the goalie off, empty net down at the other end. 10 seconds, desperation time for Rapids. They're on goal, set it in front. Evergreens tie, Treader clears it out. That's going to do it. That's going to do it. A shorthanded look by Colton Flamini with 90 seconds left was Rapids' best chance to get even. Instead, it's the Evergreens who hold on. It was a scoreless third period. The Evergreens have just defeated Wisconsin Rapids 3-2, and the Evergreens will play on. Colton Flamini, who has the two goals for Rapids, shorthanded, was able to get a look at the net. He was just wide of the near side post. Harley Sanders was able to put the puck on the net, but from a very tough angle down near the goal line. That wasn't a promising look, and that came with 30 seconds left back at 5-on-5. So the Evergreens turn Rapids away down the closing stretches of this game, and the Evergreens hold on for a 3-2 win. We will be back with a happy recap after a 3-minute break on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
Fox Sports Radio.
Welcome back. I'm Chris Conley. Just moments ago, the D.C. Everest hockey team advanced and ended Wisconsin Rapids season 3-2. It's the Evergreens' final game of the season at the Green Heck Fieldhouse. They'll be on the road for as far as they go in the playoffs the rest of the way. And it is a happy Green Heck send-off. D.C. Everest 3, Wisconsin Rapids 2. Both teams played a scoreless third period. The Evergreens led 2-0, getting first period goals from Ty Treader and Justin Jakubik. But Rapids would get back into this in the second period. Colton Flamini scored an assist from Miles O'Clair at 6:42 of the second period. Colby Schmidt got a rebound chance for the Evergreens, put the Trees back up by 2-3-1. But Colton Flamini again scored with just 35 seconds left in the third period. 3-2 at the start. Scored late in the second period, beg your pardon. So then we played the third period with the Evergreens clinging to a one-goal lead, and the Evergreens made it stand up. I mean, a key sequence late in the game was when Spencer Sparks was called for cross-checking with 3.5 minutes left in the game. Lousy time to take a penalty late in the third period with your team trailing by a goal. The Evergreens did not score on the power play. Rapids would have only about 30 seconds left of 5-on-5 hockey if they could kill off the penalty. Colton Flamini was able to get a good look at the net shorthanded that could have been a game-tying shot. It came with under 2 minutes left to play. He left it just wide of the near side post, one that he'd probably like to have back. And then the Evergreens were able to hold on for a 3-2 win. The Evergreens outshot Wisconsin Rapids in this game 43-25, and 23 saves tonight for Ethan Hurt, the Everest goalie who kind of struggled down to the stretch of the regular season. Much improved tonight. The Evergreens will likely be playing Wausau West. We don't have a score in from the Wausau West Tomahawk game, but West would be a prohibitive favorite in that game. The Evergreens would play again, we believe, Tuesday, probably a 7 o'clock, but maybe a 7:30 face-off. That game will be at Marathon Park. We will have that game for you on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9. So it is likely that on Tuesday, the Wausau West Warriors will be out for revenge, looking to beat the team that ended their season, these D.C. Everest Evergreens, a year ago. So the Evergreens hold on for a thriller after a scoreless third period. It's D.C. Everest 3, Wisconsin Rapids 2. And congratulations to the Wisconsin Rapids seniors, including Colton Flamini, who see their high school hockey careers end tonight with this tough luck loss at Green Heck Fieldhouse. Colton Flamini was fabulous tonight. In fact, you would probably name him the game's MVP in a losing cause for the Red Raiders. Wisconsin Rapids' season comes to an end with an 11-13-0 record, and with this defeat, they are 2-8 in Valley Conference play. The Evergreens with the win, it's their eighth of the season. 8-13-1 overall, and 4-6, fourth place in league play. Again, in this playoff hockey game, it's the Evergreens who advance. They defeat Wisconsin Rapids 3-2. Goal scorers today, Ty Treader, Justin Jakubik, and Colby Schmidt. It is Schmidt's rebound goal that turns out to be the game winner tonight. That's going to wrap up our high school playoff hockey coverage. Up next, basketball, Wausau East and Wisconsin Rapids, game two of our high school doubleheader. One more time, final score, D.C. Everest 3, Wisconsin Rapids 2. Congratulations to the Evergreens who play on. You've been listening to coverage of D.C. Everest hockey on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9. I'm Chris Conley. Good night, everybody.